Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna live desperate for the kingdom. Too late.
To everything, there is a reason. Had enough time. Forever be turned.
God has
planned
already designed. So you gotta keep moving.
Chapter 15, verse, choose you this day. Amen. I made up my mind one day.
Amen. I know what I used to be. I know I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And I know that I had some hangups in my prior life. And I know there was some generational curse that was trying to dig that down for me. But I've been born again. I've been born different. I've been born from above. Praise the Lord. I've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. And so I'm no longer the same. So I continue to bless God and thank Him because, amen, He does give us second chances. But as we begin to look here, I want you to look in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, amen, where Paul begins to show that it's not of ourselves. He wants to show that God gave us a chance. So I'm just going to start here at the 24th verse. It says, well, it's the 23rd verse. It says, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks is foolishness, but unto them that are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. For you see your calling, brethren, this is where we get to get that opportunity, out at night, many wise men after the flesh, and not many noble men or mighty men are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and the base things of the world, and things which are like a spies have God chosen, yea, and things that are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh to glory in his presence. But in him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, according to what is written, he has glorified him, let us glorify the Lord. Amen. And I praise God for this, because if I look through these scriptures, amen, and I look around and I see my fellow constituents and co-laborers in Christ, if we be honest with ourselves, amen, we were not born, quote, with a Bible in our hand, and we weren't born with the knowledge of knowing all of God's word or walking in the wisdom of God. We made a lot of mistakes. Some of the mistakes that we made, we thought could never be undone, praise the Lord. Some of the things that we did, we thought we'd be lost forever, but somehow God has chosen us. The foolish. Bible says, yes, those that were abased, those that were on the bottom, those that didn't count. Amen. He even talked about Nazareth, and they began to say that Jesus of Nazareth, that was someone that asked the question, well, what good thing could come out of Nazareth? What good can come from a poverty-stricken nation? What good can come from a homeboy from the hood? What good can come from a woman that had a baby at 14 and 15 years old? How can she preach the gospel? How can he live saved? How can they lead a family? How can God bless them? Because God is a God of second chances, praise the Lord. God is the God that remembers no more what you've done in the past, but he's looking towards your future. That's the reason I love the scripture, amen, in Jeremiah 29, chapter and the 11th verse. He says that I know my thoughts are you. I know what my thoughts are. The devil don't know my thoughts. This is God speaking. I know my thoughts are you, saith the Lord. Thought of peace, thought of love, thoughts of joy and grace. I know my thoughts of you, saith the Lord. They're peace and not of evil. Why? To give you an expected end. In other words, for my good pleasure, I'm looking forward towards your future because I see a better you, I see a greater you, and a later you, praise the Lord. It's not this time and present or what you did in your past, but I've chosen you, amen, to confound the wise. Those that thought they crossed all their T's and dot all their I's and thought they had all together, thought they were better than you, thought they were going further than you, thought they were going to be bigger than you. Also, I've done it to confound them. I've done it to show them that it's not about them. It's about the grace of God. Bible says that if it wasn't for his mercy, we'd be consumed. And thank God that his mercy are renewed every day. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. If I fall asleep with God, amen, and somewhere through the night, amen, that I've done something that is contrary to God's will, amen, if you open my eyes and beg for it, I can ask him for more mercy. I can ask him for more grace. I can ask him for more love and understanding and more temperance and patience, because God is a good God, and he's called us out for a time such as this. You know, so many times we try to be in a place of remission where we, you know, it's normal when you love God to try to live up to a certain expectation and try to put yourself in a certain criteria and say, well, God, I've done this, that, and the other. So I want you Lord, if we would move over to the throne of grace, that He's faithful and He's just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us white as snow. And so when we think about what we have done and who we are and how we don't quite measure up to Christ like we should, we have an advocate with the Father. The Bible says that there's one mediator between God and man, and that man is Jesus Christ, and He tells God, I'll give him another chance. Glory to God. God, it's going to be all right. Give him another chance, God. Show them your way. You know, show them some mercy today, God. You know what mercy is? And I say this a lot, but mercy is when you don't get what you deserve. In other words, you knew you should have been punished. You knew you should have been cut off. You knew that you did something that you were not deserving of anything but death. But God, who is great in mercy, has forgiven you, wiped you out, placed your feet on a straight street, gave you a new song in your heart to sing. God is a God of second chances. He's a God of deliverance. He's the God that calls us to be used so that He can get all the glory and all the honor. You know, one thing about God, and when He talks about the children of Israel, and they begin to go out and prosper, and God begin to bless them, even in their times of trouble and suffering, they still grew. And that's the reason why they went into slavery, because their bondage called them to be close to God, and it called them to multiply. Praise the Lord. But even though they were going out fending for themselves in the wilderness and all the different things that they went through, they began to look at God, and God said, listen, now, you're trying to get some things together like the world, but I didn't choose you because you were the biggest. I didn't choose you because you were the brightest. I chose you because I want to get the glory out of your lives. So let us stop trying to be something that we're not. Let us not try to be greater than we are. Let us allow God to get the glory out of our life. Yeah, I'm nothing but a man. Yeah, I don't know everything. Yeah, I make mistakes every once in a while. Yeah, sometimes I don't know my direction the way that I should. And sometimes every once in a while, I will find myself not reading the Word of God as much as I should. But God, I love you. And I adore you. And I want to get closer to you. And I want another chance, God, to show you that I'm able to do what you called me to do. I know that if you get honest with yourself, you have to ask God for another chance to get things right. All I'm not talking about sin, y'all. I'm not talking about that you went out there in the club and was cheating and fornicating. I'm not even talking about those things. The whole thing, we practice into perfection. What I'm talking about is the time that we missed Him because we doubted His word. Those times that we were discouraged when we should have been encouraging others, that we found ourselves being slow. I'm talking about those times. All the times that we're in a position, amen, to bless others. We use them, and yet we held our grudge. God, give us another chance to come across that brother and that sister, God. Give us another chance, God, to minister to those people. Give me another chance, God, to get right with my wife or my husband or my children. Give me another chance to mend this relationship that you called us to have in the family, God. Give me another chance. Thank God that He is the God of second chances. And I know right now, if you're listening and you have not known Him from a part of your sin or you find good and evil, I know that God wants to give you another chance. And as long as you have breath in your body, and then you're able to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, the Bible said that He picked them up and accused them no more, so they'll sin no more and go your way. If you want another chance, God will give you another chance. Amen. The Bible says that God is sorrow, working repentance unto salvation. And so God is giving you the opportunity now to come clean with Him that He can cover you in His love and His grace. Father, we love you and we thank you for this opportunity. We love all of you out there listening. Have a blessed and wonderful day in the Lord.